Judith Collins, National Party leader, is giving a press conference, media conference in Epsom. And we'll cross to that
another day
now.
To get going and to get going for 2023.
How would you?
Oh, I would expect so, yeah.
How can you do that on a result like this?
Oh, well, you have to look at all the circumstances, don't you? You know, I just look at it and think the it was always going to be a very big ask, and particularly with having taken over in the circumstances that I did at the last moment, and then with a second COVID lockdown and everything else to deal with, I actually think I know very well that there was absolutely nothing left on the field. I did everything I could. No, I don't. I don't expect a challenge. What I do expect is that everyone is going to be very focused on stability. And I think, too, it'll be really important for us that we have a very thorough review of what's happened. And I think not just the last year, but actually the last 3 years, it'd be good for the party to go and have a look at all the things that went right and what went wrong.
There's no way that you can stay on as leader, is there?
Oh, well, I would expect so, yeah.
Can I ask you, have you spoken to Simon Bridges?
What, today? Not today, but I've been speaking to other people today.
Do you think that he will mount the leadership challenge?
Well, look, you'd have to ask him. I'm actually focused on the fact that the party needs stability, and it needs to actually have a review about what has happened and where we've gone wrong. And I think, too, it's a time to say that the government has got the mandate to do all the things that they're promised to do, so they can't blame anyone else for not delivering on promises.
How would you describe last night?
Well, from my point of view, I thought the volunteers were outstanding. They came out in droves. I thought it was an opportunity for us to thank them. I also thought it was very hard to see people lose their seats. And it was also, I thought, a really big wake-up call for caucus and everyone in the party to be focused on the things that matter for people and not to be talking about ourselves.
Were you surprised by the result?
Judith Collins, it's not really your decision whether you stay on or not, is it? It's up to your caucus.
Well, it's always up to the caucus. And after all, the caucus asked me to take on a job that most people would have thought was something of a hospital pass, which I did.
What went wrong? Can you pinpoint one thing today, one thing that stood out at you on the national campaign that you could tell us, or one thing that you would like to see the review look into?
Oh, there's a lot that I'd like the review to look into. And I also think, too, it's very important that we understand the reality of what we dealt with, particularly after COVID.
And you're a big fan of personal responsibility. As leader, why don't you take personal responsibility for this loss?
Oh, I take absolute personal responsibility for working every single day and night for the campaign, and also making sure that wherever we were asked to, we're always there. But that's what I've done. I've absolutely worked... actually whipped my little socks off.
Simon Bridges last night said that in the final weeks of the campaign, he had no idea what National's message was.
Right. Well, obviously it'll come out in a review, but I understand that every MP and candidate got messaging every single day, and it's all in the inbox and in their emails.
Do you think Simon Bridges would have got a better result than you, Judith Collins?
Sorry? On Tuesday when you speak to them for the first
what's
time.
That?
You've got a caucus meeting on Tuesday?
Yes, that's right.
What's the first thing you're going to say to your caucus colleagues when you see them in the flesh?
That there's only one thing to look forward to, and that's 2023, and that they should be very focused
and
on
this,
that.
This review you're talking about, yep. Are you going to appoint an independent review?
Well, the National Party board and me as the leader will be looking at that. They will want to... The normal thing that they do after every election is to have a review, and where there has been a loss, they really get right into it all, and I think that's a really good thing to do.
What would be an honourable thing to stand down, given your low result?
No, not at all. In fact, the right thing to do is to provide stability to a party that needs it.
Would Simon Bridges have got a better result than you?
Well, let's have a look at the review.
Was last night's election result months in the making?
I think we'll see, but I think that it certainly came from the COVID situation was entirely unexpected, and that certainly created a problem.
What about the take on the leadership when you were appointed earlier this year?
Yes, absolutely.
Why was you so reluctant? Was it?
Well, it was obvious that it was a very difficult time to take it over. Quite clearly, been very happy being the MP of Papakura and writing books.
Was it was a poison chalice, that there was no way of winning the election?
I thought it was a really hard a hard decision to make, and so it was the right thing to do.
Your party president's up for re-election next month. Will you throw your support behind him?
My electorate, all the delegates, we have our own vote on that, and I will obviously expect to vote for Peter.
What about the deputy? The need for the caucus to refocus. Do you think the ill discipline hurt the party in the election?
Do you know? I don't want to say that because I think that's what the review will show if there was any ill discipline. I also know that the vast majority, you wouldn't say that about. In fact, most people worked very, 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 very hard. And, you know, I just think we have to be acknowledged that that's why we have a review. Because it's not easy to, and it hasn't been done since 1975, to win an election against a first-term government. But also, you put the COVID situation in it. I actually think, despite everything, that, you know, we did everything that we could do.
Do you think New Zealanders will get buyer's remorse from giving Labor such a big mandate?
Look, I hope for their sake that they don't. I hope that our country does a lot better than I think that the current government's fiscal settings and policies can enable, you know, will enable it to do. But I feel very concerned for my country.
You talked about going back over the last 3 years.
Yeah, well, that's what a review should do.
What are those longer run structural issues, though, organisation?
Yeah, I think there might be some issues. I mean, the party would obviously, in any review, would want to look at constitutional issues, all those sorts of things. It's the sort of thing, you know, review that a party should do, and it's natural that you'd want to do it. You would treat it more like any business or organisation where there has been...
Well, that's National Party leader Judith Collins speaking to the media in Epsom. And there she was pretty firm. She wants to remain as leader. She asked directly, will you remain as leader? She said, I expect so, but did add it was up to the caucus. She was asked if she'd spoken to colleagues, specifically Simon Bridges, who'd been a bit critical in after the election result. And she said she'd spoken to some colleagues, perhaps not him, but insisted stability was the most important thing for the party. And she thinks she's the person to provide it. She did also refer to taking the leadership at a difficult time, and at one point even referred to it as a hospital pass, and also said there will be a review of the party's performance and campaign that will take on issues such as any lapses in party discipline. But she added that she thought everything that needed to be done had been done during that campaign. So it was Judith Collins talking to reporters in Epsom today.